This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. 13.5 million confirmed COVID-19 cases globally and more than 584,000 deaths. International leaders are reimposing restrictions on or adding new ones as some countries and cities report their largest case increases seen yet. Australia has nearly 11,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 infections, according to Johns Hopkins University's coronavirus tracker. The surge in new cases has been entirely located in Southern Victoria State, which reported 317 new cases on Thursday, its biggest one-day rise in infections. Australia's second most populous state shut down its shared border with neighboring New South Wales after a fresh outbreak of coronavirus cases in Melbourne. The capital city is in the early stages of a six-week lockdown in an effort to contain the disease. Meanwhile, Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike said on Thursday the city has recorded more than 280 new COVID-19 cases in a 24-hour period, the biggest one-day number for the Japanese capital. Koike told reporters the city has conducted 4,000 coronavirus tests, another single-day record. The rising uptick in new COVID-19 cases could force Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to reconsider a new campaign aimed at encouraging domestic tourism to offset the loss of foreign visitors. India is nearing 1 million total coronavirus infections. The health ministry announcing Thursday more than 32,700 new cases over the past 24 hours, its biggest one-day record since the start of the pandemic. More international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Global financial markets are in a free fall Thursday. This despite China's economic rebound in the second quarter of this year. In Europe, London, Frankfurt, and Paris were all down in mid-afternoon trading. The big sell-off began earlier Thursday in Asia and included Shanghai's composite index, losing a staggering 4.5%. In futures trading, all three major U.S. indexes were trending downward hours ahead of Thursday's opening bell on Wall Street. President Donald Trump is attempting to quell reports of a rift between himself and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist. President Trump also looked to distance himself from an opinion article written by his trade advisor, Peter Navarro, in USA Today's newspaper, in which Navarro says that he found Fauci has been wrong about everything he has interacted with him on. The president responded by saying Navarro made a statement representing himself, and he went on to say that Navarro shouldn't be doing that. President Trump's statement came as the White House is seeking to tamp down a dispute between the president and Dr. Fauci over the best way to handle the outbreak of the coronavirus in the United States. As the number of positive coronavirus cases continues to rise in the U.S., several states are taking action to fight the virus. The states of Arizona, Florida, and Texas alone are reporting about 25,000 new confirmed cases. They're on the rise in Alabama, too. And Governor Kay Ivey is requiring the masks to be worn now. Florida is not mandating masks, but for the first time, Governor Ron DeSantis wore one Wednesday while speaking publicly. Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt does not require masks. He said, "You just open up a big can of worms. This is a personal responsibility." He rarely wears one, and Wednesday, he became the first governor to say he's tested positive for the virus. Officials in the British city of Bristol removed a statue of a Black Lives Matter activist on Thursday. It was placed on a pedestal once occupied by a monument to a 17th century slave trader. Well-known London artist Mark Quinn created the resin and steel likeness of Jen Reed, a protester, after demonstrators pulled down the statue of Edward Colston and dumped it in Bristol's harbor on June 7th. Colston was a trader who made a fortune transporting enslaved Africans across